Now, tomorrow, Monday, it's the 800th anniversary of the creation of a bit of vellum with some words on it, the 15th of June, 2015. Yes, 800 years ago. King John, you remember him? Sometimes no one spoke to him for days and days and days. 800 years ago, King John did a deal with angry barons. It was called Magna Carta. Now, some say it holds the roots of modern democracy. Lots of RN programs focusing on Magna Carta over this coming week. Now, this may leave you feeling somewhat unsure about what all the fuss is about. What is Magna Carta? What did that do? What was on it? Well, fear not. For you, here is the Bluffer's Guide to Magna Carta.
Hello, I'm Zoe Norton Lodge, resident bluffer for RN. The Magna Carta is probably the most significant constitutional document in history. And yet, what is it? Who even cares? You do, because it's the 800th anniversary of the tea-stained feelings pamphlet, and you never know when a wanker might pop out of the woodwork to try to engage you in some casual natter about it. And you don't want to be caught out. That's why today we are bluffing our way through the Magna Carta, all 63 clauses of it. But before we get to the fiddly bits, you probably need to know where it came from. Cut to medieval England. King John is ruling, and frankly, he's not doing a great job. He's raising taxes without consulting his barons, he's in trouble with the Catholic Church, which annoys his barons, and he's losing land all over the place, which also annoys his barons. Basically, he's making mistakes and abusing his power, which, given he's running a feudal system, is a pretty shabby look. So a bunch of these annoyed barons take things into their own hands. They get their fight on and they capture London, but they can't actually defeat King John, and instead, in the spring of 1215, they decide to negotiate with him. The result is the Magna Carta, which after a bit of faffing about, became a list of 63 clauses designed to limit King John's power, making him a guy who has to obey the law instead of just reigning over it. It was a big deal. Okay, so let's go through all 63 clauses. Number 1. The English church shall be free, and so will all the people in England.
The best things in life are free.
I'm so sorry, all the free people in England. They're the ones that shall be free. Clause number 2. Something about inheritance. Clause number 3. Also about inheritance. Clause number 4. If you're looking after a kid who has a pile of land, take what you need to get by, but don't be a dick about it. Clause number 5. Kind of similar to clause number 4. Clause number 6. If you have an heir, you can make them get married.
Congratulations!
But not to a poor person, and you have to tell their parents first. Clause number 7. If your husband dies, you get his stuff, except his house, which you need to vacate within 40 days. Clause number 8. If your husband dies, you don't have to get married again, but if you do get married again, you have to ask the king first. Clause number 9, something about debt. Clauses 10 and 11, some quite specific things about borrowing money from Jewish people, with a PS that the same rules apply when you borrow money from non-Jewish people. Clause 12 is all about scutage, and whatever that is, we don't want it, no thanks, except under certain circumstances. Clause 13, may London always be free. Asterisk, same goes for all the other places. Let them all be free. And then there are 50 more clauses. But if you can explain your way all the way to number 13, I guarantee you your conversational sparring partner will have well and truly fallen asleep, so you'll be fine. But just in case, here's a highlights reel from the rest. Clause number 23, you don't have to build bridges near riverbanks unless you already have to do that thing. Number 31, the king can't just take your wood without asking. Number 33, fish traps, get them out of the Thames. Number 39, You have a right to a fair trial. I guess that's the important one. So is number 40, though, which is about justice being served quick smart. And another extremely important one is clause number 48, evil forest customs. Let's have no more of those. And then, of course, there's number 50, which basically goes, hey, listen up, Engelard, Peter, Andrew, Guy, Jeffrey and your brothers, Philip and your brothers and your nephew Jeffrey and all of your mates, you're all fired. So that's about it. But if you really want to stop someone in their tracks with your profound understanding of the Magna Carta, just tell them that the whole thing's totally plagiarised from the Charter of Liberties by Henry I. Or just mutter something about habeas corpus and you'll probably be fine.
How superb. Zoe Norton Lodge, RN's resident bluffer. There you go. That's all you need to know to begin this Democracy Week here on RN, all prepared for tomorrow's 800th birthday of Magna Carta. And I suspect you, like me, will shortly be Googling scootage, just in case, the scootage clause. There is a video of Ms. Norton Lodge's bluffer's guide on our website, abc.net.au/rn/Sunday Extra. Stacks of stuff too will be appearing on that RN homepage to mark Democracy Week